Weiter in Shas, we're on the Chulin Daf Tzadi. Hey, pick it on Tzadi Dalvin Beis by the bottom of the page. Very last line. Okay, we saw that in a place where the treifas, where they announced them, it's mutter to buy the meat from a guy, and also to sell treifa meat to a guy on a day that no announcement was made. So now, says the Gemara, a little bit of a story time. Ahu tabacha da amar le chavre. There was a butcher who said to his friend, beep, turn the page, said him enough. I havas paisas minai. If you would have been, you know, if we'd be in good terms, somebody says, shalim me. Apparently, Rashi says, son of Hazel said they hated one another. Milos fai lach mishor shal patam da avde etmal. Would I not have given you with meat from the fattened ox that I shechted yesterday?
Chaval for you that were in a fight because I had good stuff. Amalei achli mishufre, he said to the butcher, I did eat from the best parts. Amalei minalach, he says, well, where did you get it from? Amalei dezavan ploni ovid kuchavim misafali. He said, what do you mean? This guy, he bought it from you and he sold it to me. So everything's good. Amalei trey avdi, he says, okay. Let me tell you something. I shechted two, actually. Vahu treifahava. That one, which I sold to the guy, was a treifa. And the butcher, his claim, now we have a bit of a problem, of treifa the market. Amarev, you ever said, because of this silly person who acted inappropriately by selling treifa meat to, for sale in the meat market, now misleading people who bought the meat from the guy, thinking it was kosher. Amunasar kol hamakulin. Now you want to go ahead and we want to ask to buy meat today in the entire meat market? But of course not. The majority of the town's butchers are Jewish. Rebbe Tameh, Rebbe, in matching the meat in the meat market, he goes according to his own logic. The Amar, Makulin Vitabche Yisrael, in the city where the meat market is supplied by Jewish butchers, Basar Hanimsa Biyadav Kachav Mutter, the Basar that's found in the hands of Goyim is Mutter. Says Rashi that the basar rove tabachim, as we go to the majority of the tabachim, the treifa leka the mechash. We're not worried about the treifa. The em isa the ika treifa love mizab men lei kedil machle mekul. They wouldn't have sold it. Igadami, some say I'm a rabbi mipnei shota. Really says like mipnei shota zeh the chavin letzaru lechavre because of this messed up person who wanted to go out and to cause his problem, cause problems to his friend. Right, having him think that he ate treif meat. Anu nesar kol hamakulin, or are we going to aser buying meat in the entire meat market? According to this version, Rebbe holds that the butcher was lying. Right, he never actually sold the treif meat to this guy over here. He said only to bother his friend. So says the Gemara. Time of the chavon letziru lechavre. The reason, it's mashed that the reason why Rebbe is going to matter the meat of the guyish vendors. Was because we believe that the butcher only intended to bother him, but never really sold the treif meat. Halav achi, but if that wouldn't have been the case, if you would have believed that he sold the treif meat, then aser, then it would actually be aser. In fact, the more of a time, but we're into the Brisa, Rabbi Omer, Makulin Metabche Yisrael, Basai Nimse Biadov Zgechavim is mutter. According to Rabbi, the meat market was previously in the situation of it was mutter, it's a chazak of mutter. And it was mutter to buy meat from the Gaisha vendors over there. This situation is not going to be changed to the action of one individual person who bought and resold non-kosher meat. And for the Gemara, Shani Hachad is Chazik Yisur. No. By the butcher over here, who improperly sold the meat to the guy, it's different because a state of Isser has been established in the meat market. When you have meat that leaves the eye, when you don't see it anymore, and it's alaminayim, it is aser. Rashi show you, shah acha shalo ra'o. There's a time period that you didn't see it. Vafil hoye munach ha-shulchan, even if it's on the table. Aser shaman ischal per nevela, because maybe you switch with nevela. May say, frankly, Gemara, hold on, but Rabbi, omer makulim mitabach Yisrael. In the city where you have the meat market is supplied by Yiddish butchers, basa nimsa b'yadav z'gachavim is mutter. Clearly, it's a alaminayim. It says it's going to be mutter. No, nimsa b'yadav z'gachavim shiny. Meat that's found in the hands of Goyim, that's a different case, right? This chum applies only when the meat was left unattended and allowing for the we're nervous that maybe a raven switched the meat with another, from another town. But here, where the guy certainly took care to protect it from ravens, right, or other types of animals. So we're not worried about that. So since the guy doesn't shecht his own meat, but he's supplied by the Jewish butcher, who would not sell him trefa meat for resale for the Jewish public, the meat is going to be mutter. Tashema, Teisha Chanios Kulan Mochros Basar Shchuta. Famous Gemara of Teisha Chanios. You got 9 stores, and you have, let's say, 9 of them. All of them are selling meat of Basar Shchuta. It's all kosher. The Achas Mochros Basar Nevela. One of them, though, is selling trefa meat. Look at Machazem, somebody goes and buy from one of the stores. He's not sure. I don't remember which one of the 9 I'm off from. Sveiko Asr, this stuff, because now we say it's also you can't eat the meat. Ubenimsa, but let's say you have a situation where the meat was just found. You find it outside in front of, you know, in the shuk, like in the middle of all these stores here. This is like outside. You know where it came from. Halakha Harov, then we go after the rove, and therefore we're gonna say that actually it's kosher, you can eat it. So even though we see that even though the meat is not supervised in the street, we still go and we say they came from one of these 9, one of the kosher stores. And this kind of goes against Rav, what Rav said. We're not worried that the ravens brought it from another city where the order of the meat is kosher. So, you know, Hachanami, but Nimsa be out of Kachav, and the Bryce is talking about the case where the meat was found in the hands of a guy. Or the Bryce says that the meat was found outside, we follow the majority and the meat is permitted. It does not refer to where the meat was found lying on the street. For then we would be worried that maybe the ravens brought over there. But we're talking about where we find a guy holding the meat in his hands, and the meat was never left without supervision. There's no worry that maybe it was such a raven from some other town. Tashima freg de gemara. Let's say knock off Rav's din from the following Mishnah. Matzah ba basar. Let's say you find meat in a city, right? There's a city where there are both Jews and non-Jews. And halach achar ruvah tabachim, you go by the majority of the butchers. Im mevushal, but if it's cooked, achar ruvah lebasar, we go according to the majority of eaters of meat. Right? So, but if you're worried about ravens, and even if it's a majority of the city's butchers and meat eaters were Jewish, the meat still could be asr, right? Could maybe came from another town. So, if the majority of the Jews, then the meat is going to be permitted, even though the meat was left unsupervised in the street. So, we see that the town is not worried about the ravens coming from another city. And if you want to say that here also the Mishnah is not talking about a case where the meat was found in the street, but rather, and that's what it's talking about. So why does the Mishnah say later on that Mavushal Echacha Rova Chlebasar? You go after the majority of the eaters. Let's see. E over Dovid Kachavim, Nakadle, if it's a guy that's holding it, then it should be us or even the majority are Yidden. Either you saw Nakadle, if it's you holding it, then or a Jew is holding it, and there should be mutter, even if the majority of them are Goyim. Since the Mishnah doesn't determine the status of the meat person who's holding it, it's obviously talking about a case where the meat was found unsupervised in the street, but we still say it's not a problem. So against what Rav said on this issue of Basar, Shinis Alim, Min Ha'ayin. Hachamayski, what are we talking about? Omeid V'ra'ei, we're talking about he is standing from afar, but he's watching the meat. He's watching the meat from a distance. And he watches the meat fall from somebody he doesn't know who it is until he goes and he picks it up. Since the meat was under supervision, we're not worried that maybe it's exchanged by ravens. But at the same time, we can't determine whether it's in the position of a Jew or a guy. If you're lying, the principle would go by the majority. I try again, Tanakhav Rav. Tashema, Nimsa b'gvulin. We have a Mishnah, Tashema Shkali. And the Mishnah talks about a case. You have meat that you don't know. It's found in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. Then it says that if the meat was cut into pieces, right, then we assume that it's out of an Ola, because it's cut into limbs, for they would burn it. If the meat was found cut up in slices, then we say it's a Chatas, seen by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash there. Mishnah goes on to discuss meat that's found in Yerushalayim, which is followed by the part of the Mishnah that we're going to see right now. Nimsa b'gvul, and let's say the meat was found in the street, and it's outside of Yerushalayim. Yivarm nevelas, if it was cut into limbs, and we assume that they're nevelas. Chatichos mitaras, but we're cut into pieces, and we assume that they're going to be good, because unsupervised meat that's found in the street is mutter. So we see there's no worry that we're worried that the ravens are going to come take it from one place and put it to another one. There's a Gemara of Chitay Machanami b'omidvei, if you want to say it's talking about a case where they're standing there watching it from afar. If I'm nevelas, am I? Then why would the vam be nevelas? There should be no difference. Midi, says the Gemara, not really a question. Midi, who time I elo the Rav? Is this argument relevant to anyone other than Rav? Ha itmar Allah, but it was stated with respect to that Mishnah that the slices are mutter. Rav amar mutaros mishum nevela. He says they're only mutter in reference to other being nevela, but not for eating. Levi amar mutaros bechilas, even mutter for eating. So there's no question really against Rav, because he says that Mishnah is not muttering to eat it. It's just saying an issue of tumah. Says Gemara v'had the Rav la beferish itmar. That was Rav said it wasn't beferish. Elo mechlal itmar. We learned that the pasuk is halach ayin thing is we learned that from something else. The Rav of Yosef, Amabara de Ishtatis, sitting by the ferry that's crossing the river, Ishtatis River, and this was a ferry crossing that was at the port of the city of the majority of butchers were Jews, and the local meat was assumed was kosher. Chazi Lugavi saw this particular person. De Havaka, beep, turn the page, Sadi Heimabez, Mechavaresha. Cleaning out the inside of the head of the animal by the river, says Rashi, Mechalul Medicha B'mayim. It's like emptying it out and washing it off. Nafal Minei, the head fell from his hands into the river. Ozaisi Selta, he went, he brought a basket, Shada Asik train, and then he threw the basket into the river and he came up with two heads. Amarav, Rav says, Rav said, Avdi Namiachi. Do things like this happen? Is it normal for a person to lose one thing and then find two things? There was must have been his the other heads in the water that were there before. Asrin in LA, Asid, both heads, both of them, he said, are now Usr. Amri Leir of Kahana of Asi Lerav, the Isura Shchicha, the Tera Lo Shchiche, said, is it only that Usr meat is common and mutter is uncommon? Are the majority of the local meat there is kosher? Therefore, even if both heads were there before, we should assume that's kosher. I've said Usr meat is more common. Right, so based on that, we established that Rav holds that meat that was out of sight is Usr because maybe it was exchanged with meat from a different place. So we see that this idea of Rav is not said straight up, it's actually learned from a cloud. Who cares if it's learned from an inference? Like, what would be the problem? Parvasa dov de kachav mavai. It was a port of Goyim. I may have said that the reason Rav asked the heads was not out of the worry that the raven may have brought it from somewhere else, but because the majority of the meat in that place is not kosher. And Teda, you can even know that maybe that's what he thought. The Kamar Lahu, the Yisur Shchicha Tvei, he said that Aser meat is more common over there. So if we don't have a raya from it straight up. El Rav Hechi Ochel Bisra, but if Rav actually asked meat that was out of sight, how did he ever eat meat? Well, we have two options. Either Rishaita de lo alim ene mine, it's at the time of the actual shchita, we never looked away from it. It says Rashi miyad kishin nishchat, that's number one. Yiboyseima, another answer is that b'tsayro v'chasuma, when the meat was tied and it was sealed. You know what I mean? Another answer is that b'simana, he made a simon on the meat itself, and he knows that it's the same meat. Yodah Rabbi Rahuna, mechatechle atlas karnasa. This is a throwback to the Gemara we saw, I believe, above Metzia, Yachav Gemma Beis and Beitza Chavchas. And that is that he would, what would Rabbi Bar Rav Huna do? He would cut his meat into triangles, and therefore he knew that nobody would take it. A starting time, Rav Havakazi Lebe, Rav Hanan Chasne, he was going to the house of Hanan, his son-in-law. Chaze Mabara de Kaasi Lape. When he got to the riverbank, he saw a ferry coming towards him. He was just coming back on the other side of the river, and it would immediately take him across back to where he wants to go. Amar Mibara Kaasi Lape Yoma Tava Lagaf. He said, a ferry is coming towards me. It's a simon that there's going to be a Yom Tov in the place where I'm staying. Right? That means it's a good sign. It's a good simon, says Rashi, that simon tovu la'ovei drachim kishe hamavoras bas lekrasan me'elea kodam shezimnua yom tov lehem bebezu shpizam bos halayla kishe yalino. It's a sign of a simon tov when you come to the station, the ferry is already coming towards him to take him to this place without being ordered. There's going to be celebration in the place where he's at night. Also come above, after he crossed over the river, he went and stood by the gate of his son-in-law's house. Odig bebizza de dasha. He looked through the crack in the door, and chazi chivasa de talia. He saw a shechted animal was hanging over there clearly in preparation for some holiday. Tarif above, he knocked. Navakosuv kula amalape, and everyone came out to greet him. Also, the tabachi nami, the butchers who were preparing the meat also came to greet him, and they left the meat, and they weren't. They left the meat there. They weren't supervising him. Lolam Rav Einimine. Rav didn't remove his eyes from the meat. He stared at the meat. Amalu Echu Hashta. He said to the butchers, if I had relied now on your supervising, Sfisulahu Yisur Lebnei Bras, then you would have fed us or meat to the sons of my daughter, to my grandchildren. Now she says, Shehelamta, Shehelamtem Einechem, because you stopped supervising it. Rav didn't eat from that meat. To my time, why? Because they looked away. But he himself didn't look away. It must be that Rav held back from eating because of he felt he was involved with an iser of nechisha. Some nechisha. Rav says, I'm a broad. He said, there's going to be yom tov. From a Rav, kol nachash she'enu kel yezer evin Avram. Any divining something, divination, which is not relied on totally, like that was done from Eliezer, it was Eved Avram, right, when he says to find a wife, and like that of Yonasan, the son of Shaul, they both totally relied on their divining, but he didn't do such a thing, right, so therefore it's not Aser, there's no Aser, so what's the problem? Elisud, Sirbishosari. This suit was an optional feast, it wasn't that of a mitzvah. And he was celebrating it was a feast celebrating the marriage of the daughter of a Talmud Chacham to a Amma Aretz, which is not considered a Sudas Mitzvah. That's pretty harsh, right? Rashi's Bas Talmud Chacham Amma Aretz, Be'il Ovin. The Rav Lo Mishani, Mesudas Arishos, he wouldn't get enough from such a Mitzvah, Suda. Rav Badik Ben Mabara, Rav would foretell with a ferry, that is, if there was a ferry waiting for him in the dock, he would take the trip. But if he had difficulty in getting the ferry, he wouldn't take the trip. Shmuel Badik Besifra, Shmuel foretell with a scroll. He would open a scroll and take in a mashmos and the pasuk that appeared to him as what to do. Rabbi Yochanan Badik Binuka, Yochanan would check with a child. When he had a sefik, he would ask a child to tell a pasuk that he was learning at the time, and he based his ideas what to do based off that. Then a shuvo story time. Kulish Shnei, the Rav, all during all the years of Rav's life, have a kusav lay Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would write, correspondence to him. Lekadam Rabbi Mishab Bavel, to our teacher in Bavel. Kinoch Nafshi, when Rav died and Shmuel took over there, have a kusav lishmuel. He would write to Shmuel. Lekadam, you write to Shmuel, Lekadam Chavirinu Mishab Bavel. First it was Rabbeinu, and then he switched it to Chavirinu, our friend. Amar lo yada li mide de rabbi ana. Do I not know anything which I'm not? So I'm not more chashuv than him, and therefore I can be considered like his rav? Like, what's going on? Rashi says, lo uchal l'chapes davar she'eye ani baki bavu lo shano ve'eye rabo. It's got to be, I know something more. Let's figure this out. Kasav Shadar Le Ibur De Shitin Shtei. Shmuel wrote in Center of Yochan the calendar, the different calculations for 60 years. And he was a real chashuv astronomer. Arahashta Chushban Ba'almi Yodav. Yochan wasn't impressed. Now I only see that he knows calculations. Kasav De Shadar Le Tlesa Gamle Sveki Trefsa. Then he wrote in the center of Yochan 13 camel loads of questionable trefos. You know a lot of trefos, and you know how to deal with that type of thing. Omar Isli Rab Bavel Ezelech Zia. This impressive Yochan. He says, I have a teacher in Bavel. I'm going to go, I'm going to see him. Omar Le Yenuka, before going on this trip, he said to a kid, Psokli Psukech, tell me a pasuk. Some of you are learning. Omar Le, he says to him, Ushmuel Meis. He says, and Shmuel died. Omar Shmamina Nach Nafsi Shmuel. He saw a must be that Shmuel died, and he didn't make the trip. The low, he really is not the case. Low shach of Shmuel, he didn't die. Alekiyehi the low litach of Yochanan. Shemayim didn't want Rav Yochanan to go and trouble himself to make this trip. Tanya Rabbi to the Baiser, Vishuvan Alazar Omer, Bas Tinok V'isha, in reference to, Bayis Tinok V'isha, buying a house, the birth of a child, or marrying a woman, says Rashi. Afal Pish, Ein Nachash, even though there's no divination. Yesh simon. Rashi says she'asel enachish v'lusim chanachish. Can't be somech on it, but there's a simon. Rashi says simon ba'alma havimia diyim mitzlach v'schor v'shona achir shabana bayis. O shenola detino goshenasa isha simon hu shavladu shaholeichu matzliach v'ilo al yagir lotzis yosem idelo sheyesh. If you had success in your first business dealings after one of these things, it's a simon you're going to continue to have success, and therefore go out and do other business ventures. But if it's not successful, then don't be, you know, don't push too much because it may not be as successful. I remember laws of Hudi is chazik plus a zimni, but this only applies if this sign is happened three times. If there's three successful things or three unsuccessful things. Tzichsev, Yosef einenu v'shimon einenu v'zbinyamin tikachu. B'yosef ne'er Shimon's not here. You think when Yaakov asked when Yaakov's son says Yaakov to send Binyamin, Yosef said the thing to go to Mitzrayim. He said back here, he lost two sons, and if you think of Binyamin, then on me these things would happen. He would be spared that. He wouldn't be spared for future tragedies if that happened. Back to Basar Shinisal Minayin, he says, "Becharuzin mao, if the pieces of meat were strung in a cord and they weren't supervised, what's the law? Do we have to be worried that the meat was exchanged or not?" Amrale says, "Alti shoyte becharuzin. Don't be a fool with the question about this. Hariz a simon, that's a sign showing the meat wasn't switched. Igadami amravuna amr Rav becharuzin hariz a simon. Becharuzin, that's a simon, and that's going to be good even if that's supervised. Rav Nachman erda ikla legabi Rav Kahana lefum nara b'mayli yom adikipurei." Nachman Ravoy, he went to visit Rav Kahana, Apum Nara, by Yom Kippur night. Also, Orve Shadu Kavdei Vikulius. The ravens came and they were throwing livers and kidneys on the streets. Amar Lei, Rav Kahana said, Shkol Ve'echel, take and eat. Ha'idna de Tera Shkech Tfei. Today, Mutter meat is more Shkech. And most of the Shkita was done for Yidden because most animals are not Shrefus. Other meat is we assume that this meat is kosher. She said, "Yom Rov Shochten Yisraelim Eim." Well, the suffix trefa luchay shinan the Rov behemos and trefos, which are not trefos. Sazimor of Chibar Avin is isvad lay karkisha benidana. He lost the colon of a kosher animal amongst the barrels in a wine cellar, and later he found it. Asal came to Avuna. It came from Avuna to say, is that the same kosher meat or not? Same piece of meat. Amalei, Islach Siman of Agave. Was there a simon on it? You can identify what it is. Amalei, he said, "Lo, I don't." Islach Tvius, Eina Begave. Okay, but do you know it? Do you recognize it? Amalei, in, sure. So, Imkain, so school. If that's the case, then you go, you can take it, you can eat it, it's fine. You recognize it's that same piece. Story time of Chinina Chozal Yitvard. Isvad, Lei, Gabba de Besa. He lost a back of kosher meat and later he found it. Askam Yor of Nachman. Amalei, Islach Siman Begave? Amalei, lo. Islach Tavius Eina Begave? Okay, but do you recognize it? Amalei, in. Imkain, Zilzko, go take it and you can eat it. Rav Nosson Bar Abaye, Isvadlei Kibura Ditchelta. He lost a spool of Tchelis thread and then he found it later. She says, Sarach La Kira Shalot Tischalif Bekala Bekla Ilan. Right, you want to make sure that it's actually the right thing. It's not from another type of dye that's some cheap thing from some plant. Also came to Rav Chista, came from Rav Chista. He said, "I lost it, but I found it. Can I use it?" Amalei, Islach Simon Begavei. Do you have a Simon? Amalei, lo. Islach Tvias Eina Begavei. Amalei, in, yeah, I know it well. Imkain Zilshka, you can use it. Amarava. Right, again, what does that mean, Tvias Ayin? That means you recognize there's no Simon. But you could look at it, you could tell it's yours. Amarava, Mirei Shavamina, I originally used to say, Simana Adif Mitvia Saina. A simon is better than visual recognition. Dahama Adrina na Avedita Abisimana. We return a Aveda if there's a simon. Someone has a simon, then we return an Aveda for it. Rashi says, L'chol Adam, Abisimana Veloma Adrina na Avedita Mitvia Saina. Ella, Litzur Mirabana, and Beil Matsias, unless it's Litzur Mirabana, a chas of a person. Beep, turn, burp, peas. Tzadi vavamna, veloma adrinim tviyas ayin. We don't return it with it, just a tviyas ayin. Hashem shmatinu lani, shmatinu, I heard all these teachings. I mean, a tviyas ayin, I say that, okay, it must be recognizing is even better than a simon. De'ilo temach, if you don't say that, a tviyas ayin is better. Hech suma mutabishta, how is a blind man ever allowed to be with his wife? How can a regular person be with their wives at nighttime? And both of them, the husband is in darkness, and it's possible he's going to be with somebody else. And he recognizes her voice. And therefore, right, here also, in other cases, you can do the same thing to Tfiyasena. Amar Rav Yitzchak Berei Derav Misharshia Teda, you should know that Tfiyasena is better more than a simon. Tilu Asu Betrei V'Ami, because you have two witnesses coming for a court, and they say, Plani Dahai Simone, Vahai Simone, Katanafse. A person has this simon and that simon, they killed someone, right? They testify they saw someone with this simon on his body and clothing. Like they kill someone, but they don't recognize him. They can't identify, you know, the murderer. Lo katlinan lay. We don't go out and kill this person. We don't kill him for this murder, because maybe other people fit that category. But if they said, we have a visual recognition of the murderer, like we recognize him, then katlinan lay, we go and we kill the person for it. Rashi says, makirin anibo. We kill him. Amaravashi. Taydan, I'll show you even more that that's true. Tfiyasena is more chashuv than a simon. Dila amila inish the shluche. If a man says to his messenger, Kariye leplaniya dehai simoni vai simoni. Go call this person, this is a simon, that's a simon. Right? Call somebody who doesn't know them from before. He's giving him simonim to know who it is. Suffolk yadalei, suffolk lo yadalei. It's unclear whether he will know to identify him because of this simon or whether he's not going to be able to do it. Because we'd rather people fit that category. V'ilu isle tvias ena begave. But if he is tvias ena ki chazile yadale. It's certain when he sees him, he's going to know him to be the person that he was sent to call. So tvias ena is strong. Stronger than the concept of a simon. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.